Hello, today we will be talking about Apollo 13, and one of the phrases that we chose was, our basic instinct dictates to us that we must protect ourselves first in times of trouble. And in this movie, I remember there was a part where all of the men that were working in the office, they were all trying to figure out a way to help Jim and everyone else up in space. And there was a part where one of the guys from a different department came up to the person that was in charge and told him that, like, he didn't want to be involved with everything that was happening and that he didn't want to go through with the plans that they were creating. And the guy in charge told him that he didn't care, that, like, he knew that whatever would happen would be on him and it would be his responsibility, but he didn't care. Like, his main mission was to get his friends home. And I think that was very important because it shows that, like, he wasn't thinking about just protecting himself, like, by securing his job. He was technically protecting his friends, too. And it kind of shows, like, the loyalty and the fact that, like, the guy that was in charge knew that he had to protect these people because they were people. They weren't just part of a mission. They had lives, and he wanted to protect that.
I agree and disagree with you because, there were many people on NASA where they were helping. Like, they knew the guys. They wanted to help. They wanted them to come back to, you know, their families. But then at the same time, I guess it depends on the people because different people perceive things differently. They see things differently. Some people could be thinking about NASA. Some people, and it's how people will see NASA in the future if they don't help them. So maybe some people chose to help the three astronauts because if they didn't and they just left them in space, a lot of people, you know, be like, oh, why should we trust NASA? Like, NASA didn't help these three guys. Like, why should we go up to the moon? Like, what if the same thing happens to us? So maybe I feel like in some of the people's minds that was like why they had to help them. But then, like you said, there are other people that genuinely cared and knew them and they wanted to help.
It's basically like saying that most people lose their reputation of NASA, protecting like your reputation.
Well, I don't know all the characters, but like obviously there has to be at least a few that are like worrying about NASA's reputation because at the end of the day, like when you think of a company or like a person or like whatever it is, you always think about its reputation. Part of its reputation is its credibility and like things that have happened in the past. And it's like, if they can't help these three astronauts, like why should we trust NASA? Like, you know, something as simple as sending like guys to the moon, like, although it isn't that simple. Like, you know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, which is why like they also mentioned that nobody wanted to air the live show that they were doing mm-hmm. in the beginning because a lot of people were like, oh, why does it matter? Like they're going up to the moon, who cares mm-hmm. and stuff. Which also brings me to like the three main characters, the astronauts, like they were in there together. And I think that like they had to work together in order to actually get something done. Like they needed help, right, from NASA, yeah. But they also had to depend on each other. And I feel like they couldn't just protect themselves. Like they had to protect each other in order for all of them to survive.
Especially, they had to work in teamwork in order to get back home.
Especially since Fred was one that was sick, right?
Yeah.
Especially mm-hmm. since Fred was sick. Like he couldn't do the same work as the other guys, but instead of just sitting there the whole time, there were certain things he did to try and help because at the end of the day, like, and one person can't just, like, you know, save, like, the other people from that situation. It's a team effort because they each have their own skills. Like, they each know what to do and they each have a responsibility so things could work the way they did and for them to get back to Earth.
That's true. And so this brings us to our second phrase that we picked was, we have no control over most things that happen to us. And I think in this situation, that's pretty evident because they went up and they were trying to complete their mission, right? Yeah. And they didn't have control over anything that was technically going on with the machine because it wasn't their fault. They mm-hmm. didn't know that it was going to happen. So obviously that was out of their control. Mm-hmm. But, I think that they did have, like, control in what they could do, like, in order
totally
to, like, the way that they did things or, like, the fact that, like, I remember there's this one part where the guy that was sick, like, he was like shivering because it was really cold mm-hmm. and like I remember that Jim like he hugged him and he was like trying to console him and like make him feel better mm-hmm. and I think that like that just shows that they were trying to like help each other and in that sense take control of what was going on, not let the situation control them mm-hmm. for them in order to like do stuff.
I agree because I feel like the situation is a balance, right? So they didn't know that was gonna happen. They thought they were gonna go to the moon and they were going to complete their mission, and they were going to come back home, and it wouldn't be a life and death situation. So that's one part of the balance. And then the other part is, like you said, they had to work with each other and with NASA to try and save themselves and get back to Earth to their families. Like, I remember at the end of the movie, like, it was saying that they found out what caused the problem, because they didn't know until, like, they did, like, a thorough investigation. Like, and it was, like, it was a coil that caused the explosion. Like, yeah. They had no control of that. They thought everything that made the spaceship work was working perfectly, but it didn't. And that caused the events to happen. But because they worked the way they did and they never lost hope, they found their ways back. They found their way back home.
It's like they always knew the danger they were they would be facing.
Especially in a situation like that during that time, where, like, I feel like NASA wasn't as advanced as right now. You know, there was a lot of new things they were trying that they didn't know would work, like, you know, that could cause them to die. But, like, they took that.
They did. But, like, I would say, like, they didn't have control much over what was going on, especially especially when the time when they were stuck, and the people in the control centers were trying everything they could to rescue them. They didn't know that this was going to happen. They thought it would be simple just to get them up, the three of them up in the moon, and then, like, get the mission over. And it took so much work, so much dedication to actually get three lives back into Earth, which is something strange, because many people just wouldn't risk their lives, but they wouldn't just, like, spend so many days and hours and
They didn't sleep at all. And I feel like that kind of, like, shows, like, the theme of, like, getting over your fear. Because if you think about it, like, who goes up into space, right? And, like, isn't scared, you get me? Like, that's something so weird, because space is, like, a place that, okay, we have information on, but I feel like it's
so
unknown.
Big, it's vast.
Exactly.
Like, we don't know
it's
everything.
We're still trying to discover, like, what if we can discover life, or we can discover.
And I feel like they did know those risks, because, you know, they know, like, yeah, like, somebody could die, somebody could get seriously injured, you know, anything could happen. Like, you can't predict something to happen exactly the way it's going to happen. Like, you know, the future has different plans for us, and I feel like this was very evident in the film.
Yeah, and, like, they obviously practiced what they would have to do, like, 100 of times just to get it right. And, like, what really surprised me is, like, how, like, in control they were of their feelings. Because, like, I know that they've been up there before, so this was, like, not their first time, but still, like, it's so scary. Like, I wouldn't be able to control my feelings. And I feel like,
especially since some of them had kids, one of them wife was pregnant, like, I'd be thinking about my family. Like, I'd be scared, like, will I ever get to see them again? Like, I feel like that would be in my mind. But, like, they were smart for not using their emotions, because if they keep, like, just thinking of their emotions, they could have messed up, they could have died. But because I think they were so, like, focused and dedicated, and they didn't let their emotions get the best of them, that's why they were so successful.
Especially their fear. They kept their feeling in control. Like, they kept it in control
the
whole time.
I think the feeling that they did hold on to was the feeling of hope. The feeling that they might see, like, their wife again, or
their loved ones.
Or their kids. And, like, even, like, the wife of, like, the main character. Like, I remember that she specifically said to one of, like, the guys that came into her home, like, she told him, like, my husband's going to be here on Friday, so take it up with him. And, like, that just shows that, like, I'm pretty sure she was really scared, but she just had a lot of hope that he might come back. Like, she just
The main character's mother, because when the two people from NASA, they were, like, asking her questions, and she's like, oh, I know my Jimmy, he could bring the spaceship back home. I believe in him. And I feel like this whole movie, like, relied upon hope. Like, it was all hope, because, yeah, they were able to control some things, but they weren't able to control everything.